How many battles, how many rifle battles, how many hand-to-hand sword and shield and horse and trebuchet battles had to be fought by those crusading for no-fault divorce, single-parent homes, a never-ending welfare state to care for and promote the same? How many weapons fired?
0.0.
So while you're sitting out there, sitting on your hand, I'm not going to call, I'm not going to react, I'm not going to... I didn't even hear this. What's your answer to how all this happened? By accident? Just kind of sort of fell into place? Moloch all of a sudden just got his lucky day or his lucky century? Come on. This whole thing, as I always tell you, has been orchestrated by dark forces. Diabolically inspired and diabolically driven. Back to Professor Burnham. It is mostly sticks and stones, rifles and submachine guns, and the mobs, of course. The mobs are a primary element of the weapons systems that have been deciding most battles and campaigns. Although most professional military men, unlike their civilian counterparts, know that we are in a fight. Now, he's writing this back in the 1970s. I have observed that very few of them can take a weapon system seriously unless it comprises a lot of firepower. They can seriously debate strategic manned bombers versus submarine-carried Polaris versus railroad-borne Minutemen and envisage $10 or $20 billion to develop a system based on one or the other. But if you suggest any such sum or a tenth of such a sum for systems banked based on blanquis, cadres, crowd manipulation, guerrillas, psychological warfare, paramilitary operations, subversion, bribery, infiltration with specialized mobile ranger-type units and supportive reserve, in short, political warfare, a skeptical smile is the best you can hope for. Yet, it is the Paul War, political warfare, systems that win all the battles. What good are Atlas and Polaris in Laos, Cuba, Algeria, and the Congo? The real worth of a weapon system is measured by what it can accomplish, not by its size, complexity, cost, or physical firepower. I mean, folks, who wrote this? Dr. Robert Hickson. This guy is absolutely just swinging for the grand. He's swinging for the parking lot at Yankee Stadium and swatting balls out like Babe Ruth. That is exactly what has transpired here. Exactly and precisely what has transpired. No doubt about it. Weapons systems. You know, how ironic that we're told in order for the... Just think about this. Miniatures, we have to have national security. We need to spend more money on the military. We're told over and over and over and over again that national security, whatever in the Hades that means anymore, that national security is only secured and only... relied upon when the American military has the upper hand. In other words, it's always reduced to a weapon system that can blow things up and kill people. You think that's a coincidence?